This is A Coastal Story, written and presented by Charlie Connolly. 100 minutes. That's how long it took Dennis Corbett Wilson to become the first person to fly across the Irish Sea, from Goodwick on the coast of Pembrokeshire to Crane outside Enniscorthy, County Wexford, 110 years ago on the day this podcast is released, the 22nd of April, 1912. His landing was a little undignified. The field at Crane was a little shorter than ideal, and Corbett Wilson's Blériot 11 monoplane ended up in some undergrowth. But the achievement stood. One made even more remarkable when you consider that when he set off from the Welsh coast that morning, Dennis Corbett Wilson had only been flying for 7 months. He'd taken off at 5:45 that morning in perfect conditions, a wispy morning mist hanging just above the ground, fans of morning dew thrown up behind the wheels of his aircraft as it raced along the grass, then lifted into the air and headed up into the pink sky of the pre-dawn, just before the sun peeked over the horizon behind him. This was, in effect, a race. When Corbett Wilson had taken off from Hendon Aerodrome in North London 5 days earlier, it was 3 minutes after his fellow pilot and friend Damer Leslie Allen. Both men had connections to Ireland. In 1909, Corbett Wilson, on the death of his stockbroker father, had moved with his mother from London to her home county of Kilkenny. Allen grew up in New Zealand, but was born in Limerick, the son of a doctor from Skibbereen, County Cork. Both men were the products of privilege. Neither needed to earn a living, so were able to spend their days as they pleased, and the adventure of flying had lured them both into purchasing Blériot monoplanes, which they kept at Hendon. Allen had even less flying experience than Corbett Wilson. When he suggested the pair race each other to see who could be the first person to fly from Britain to Ireland, Allen had been flying for 4 months. Neither of them had ever flown their aircraft more than a dozen miles from Hendon. They set off on April the 17th. The plan was to head north to Chester, then pass over Holyhead, aiming for Dublin. But technical problems delayed Corbett Wilson in Hereford, where, after a night at the town's Mitre Hotel, rather than wait for his mechanic to arrive by train, he bought some castor oil from a local shop to lubricate his engine, and siphoned petrol from the tractor of an obliging local farmer. Surprisingly, this didn't work, and he suffered a further delay. With Allen now holding a distinct advantage, Corbett Wilson decided on a different plan, a more direct route to make up the time. He'd make for the Pembrokeshire coast and cross from there to Wexford. When he arrived at Fishguard, where he would spend the night before the sea crossing, he learned that Allen had left Chester, but was overdue in Ireland. The Irish Sea had almost been conquered 2 years earlier, in a Farman biplane by Robert Lorraine, best known as an actor on the London and Broadway stages. But he ditched in the sea barely 100 yards from the coast at Dublin, and was forced to swim ashore at Howth Head. On returning to Britain, Lorraine immediately opened at the Queen's Theatre in London in the title role of William Locke's The Man from the Sea. Corbett Wilson must have felt vulnerable as he crossed the coast and headed towards an empty horizon. His single-seater aircraft was just 24 feet long and 27 feet from wingtip to wingtip, and he was completely alone, but for the occasional ship far below, the white V of its wake, and the trail of steam drifting from the funnel. He was also very aware there was every chance his friend hadn't made it, that the waters below had claimed him, that the innocence of their race, for which there wasn't even a wager, had most likely been compromised in the worst way possible. The final half hour of the flight must have felt much longer to Corbett Wilson. The engine was misfiring, his compass was playing up to the point of being useless, and it was now lashing with rain. He was relieved to see the field at Crane emerge from the murk, but knew it was not nearly long enough, especially in such slippery conditions. But it was the only option. The plane was badly damaged, but Corbett Wilson was able to climb from the cockpit uninjured. Eventually he secured a lift to Enniscorthy, some 3 miles away, and was able to dispatch telegrams with news of his success. He was also able to learn that there was still no sign of Damer Leslie Allen, not since he'd been seen passing over Holyhead the previous day. Indeed, Allen would never be seen again. If this conquering of the waves wasn't poignant enough in the circumstances, it came just a week after the sinking of the Titanic. Newspapers that carried news of Corbett Wilson's achievement also detailed on the same page how bodies were still being retrieved from the North Atlantic. At the outbreak of the First World War, Dennis Corbett Wilson volunteered for the Royal Flying Corps and was shipped to France. On the 10th of May 1915, as he carried out a reconnaissance mission over enemy lines, his moraine parasol received a direct hit from an artillery shell. The plane fell to earth, and he and the observer with him were killed instantly. He would never attain the same celebrity as Bleriot had for becoming the first man to fly across the English Channel in 1909, but Dennis Corbett Wilson still achieved a notable first in a plane that carried Bleriot's name. It ought to be some satisfaction to proper insular pride that this flight has been accomplished not by a Frenchman, but by an aviator with the name Corbett Wilson, crowed the Newcastle Chronicle announcing the news. Noting also the death of Allen, it concluded, "The Holyhead and Stranraer ferries are still the safest way of reaching Ireland." That was a coastal story. I'm Charlie Connolly. Find us on Twitter at Podcast Coastal, that's at Podcast Coastal, and on Facebook at Coastal Stories Podcast. If you're feeling particularly chipper, you can buy the podcast a pint at ko-fi.com/coastalstories. I'll put those links in the show notes. If you're listening to this on the day this podcast is released, 22nd of April, do raise a glass or a cup or an ice cream, even a Scotch egg, to Dennis Corbett Wilson, who 110 years ago today became the first person ever to fly between Britain and Ireland, and probably the only person in history to endure a flight less comfortable than Ryanair.